From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The World Bank cannot go around the world lecturing governments about corruption, malfeasance, nepotism, and at the same time manifest those same practices.
The committee's advice was to promote and relocate Ms. Shah Ariza. I made a good faith effort to implement my understanding of that advice. I will accept any remedies they propose.
This from the beginning, from the National Association of Black Journalists to the National Action Network, was never about Don Imus. It was about the misuse of the airwaves.
They excelled beyond the expectations of anyone except perhaps themselves and their coach. They represented Rutgers in an exemplary fashion, of which we are extraordinarily proud. And then he says that. Why?
We just hope to come to some type of understanding of what the remarks really entailed, his reasons why they were said. And we just like to express our great hurt.
We are filing notices of dismissal for all charges against Reed Seligman, Colin Finnerty, and David Evans.
We greatly appreciate the efforts of Attorney General Roy Cooper and Special Prosecutors Jim Komen and Mary Winstead. We recognize their diligence and perseverance to finding the truth and letting everyone out there know that we have always been 100% innocent of all of these charges.
I think it's all about money and class and race. That's what it all boils down to. I really do. I know that if that was a party full of African-American males and two Caucasian females, it would not be the same thing, and that's not fair.
They can't say they've been lost. That's like saying the dog ate my homework. It doesn't work that way. Those emails are there. They just don't want to produce them.
We're being very honest and forthcoming, and so I hope that he would understand the spirit in which we have come forward and try to explain how we screwed up our policy and how we're working to fix it.
I'm not sure what happened. It was a shock, and I don't know how it happened. Even those of us who were so close to the explosion weren't able to identify where the bomb came from. One of the rumors I heard is that it was a suicide belt.
It's tragic, and yet it's not unexpected that spectacular attacks would continue to try to be orchestrated by Al-Qaeda and other elements within Baghdad.